The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. We are hearing some echo in my headphones. Don't know why that is, but we'll get rid of it. There we go. Now, let's see. It is March 6th, 2023. I'm still hearing it. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. And what is happening today? Lots happening today. Media, of course, is like having an epiphany. Now, we'll talk about what the media is and isn't doing. CIA obviously let the word out. Well, I guess now that the FBI has let the cat out of the bag, I guess you guys need to toe the line and tell everybody that the virus came from the lab in Wuhan and it was leaked. It didn't come from wet seafood market. Duh. Tell us something we don't know. Mainstream media has been proverbial GD liars from the get-go. They've been told what to say, and now we all know they've been told what to say. Now they've all come out of their little shells and admitted something we already knew that they were lying about. Can't trust the mainstream media. This is why their ratings and their numbers and their viewership is down, except for all those woke idiots out there that, you know, we have a an article in our, in case you missed it, section of our email blast talking about the viewpoint from Dietrich Bonhoeffer about the stupidity of humans. But we've got some other things a little bit more disconcerting to talk about this morning on the show, which is why you're tuning in, and we appreciate you. This Monday, March 6th, we're getting closer and closer to the Ides of March. This week at the Power Mall, by the way, for those of you who are trying out the OptiVita sugar to fiber for the first time, if you want to put it on autoship, you can do that and save 10%. We've got 10% off that anyway as an introductory price, and you get two free ebooks if we have your email address, by the way. The Raw Pine Power Plus 8 Fluid Ounce is also 10% off. That's from North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, both high in shikimic acid, so you don't have to sit there and brew. I did some yesterday, as a matter of fact, just a tablespoon. And we made, we did the complete essentials from OptiVita. And we put Raw Pine Power Plus and Black Seed Oil in the each one of the blends and made a complete essentials tonic. Put it on ice and blended it. And then put a tablespoon of the Raw Pine Power Plus and a teaspoon of the Black Seed Oil in each one of our shakes. Frozen drinks, right? The complete essentials. Good. And you sip it, and within the course of about 15 minutes, it's all gone, and you feel better. That's what we do here in our house. Head to Toe Clay is also 10% off, as well as 10% off Silver Botanicals, which means we'll be hearing from them this week, as well as Perrier. Clay Clark will also be on the show, as well as Kent Heckenlively. You've heard that name before, because he's the one that helped write Plague of Corruption. And, of course, Chuck Scarborough and everybody in the mainstream media took all their sweet-ass time to blast him on the radio. But you see, he's an attorney. When you're telling the truth, of course, the CIA program, mainstream media, and this is through the Tavistock Institute, of course, in London, tells the mainstream media what to do, and they all toe the line because they're all part of the commie pig network of people that want to take over our country. And, you know, maybe commie pig isn't the total means. Maybe just fascism would do, but you see, when you realize, and I'm not a Putin magpie here, so get that straight. For those of you out there that want to criticize, understand that Putin has certain agendas of his own, and the World Economic Forum doesn't happen to be one of them. China also, Xi Jinping has his all-based agenda as well. And it's basically world domination. I don't know that the World Economic Forum is... I mean, China's doing what China wants to do, which is coal-fired power plant setups and burning whatever, and the United States can't say squat about it. They own Biden, so he has to keep his mouth shut and do what he's told. That's the way it works. I mean, what? You can't handle the truth? You can't handle the truth. Remember that, Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Yeah, the arrogance of it all. The Witches of Eastwick? I mean, that's, you know, he was a little deranged playing Satan in that one. I don't know. I kind of like Al Pacino's version of Satan better. It's all about vanity. Yeah. Yeah. That's what the woke, that's what it's all about with the woke. They get in their head and make them feel like they're better than everybody else, and they can go around doing what they want, saying what they want, shaming who they want. At least we don't have to walk naked down the street like Cersei did in the Game of Thrones, and they threw tomatoes at her. Walking down the street naked with a nun yelling, shame, shame. Oh, was that a spoiler alert? By the way, if you want to be on the air live, it is Monday. And on Monday, we open the phone lines up from the get-go. And you can call us at 844. Wait for the rest of the number. Yeah. 769-2944. Our regular callers already know how it works because they take advantage of getting their opinion out there, which is what freedom of speech is all about, the First Amendment. It's all about freedom of speech, because when that goes away and they kill freedom of speech, that's when the real killing starts. And that's why Americans are stocking up on guns, ammo, and food. Because our government is up to no good. They are participating in it. It's really funny how the mainstream media, including Fox. Sorry, Dan Bongino, gotta have to take issue with you. You were on there last Sunday night sitting there talking all about and pointing fingers at China. And they're all in on it. Well, Dan, you used to be Secret Service. I guess you still have an allegiance to the U.S. government because your own U.S. government was in on this. And then we're not talking about Congress here. We're talking about the agencies, the people in deep state, the back channel folk. Fauci and all his people, Francis Collins, everybody involved in the CDC, the NIH, and the NAIAD, and all the other acronyms, and of course the FBI and the CIA, and everybody covered it up because it was all a part of a eugenics program that nobody wants to admit exists. And even the mainstream media, that is the last thing you will hear come out of Dan Bongino's mouth, or anybody else for that matter, is the word eugenics. They can sit there and shame Bill Gates and everybody else and criticize the vaccine. But see, the real reason they don't want to tell you is they're trying to kill as many people as possible because they all subscribe to the Paul Ehrlich syndrome. Paul Ehrlich and his wife, Anne, she kind of remains kind of in the background there, wrote the book on the population bomb. And if we keep letting this go... And, of course, they got in bed with Henry Kissinger, and he was convinced, and Klaus Schwab was convinced, and all these German Nazis out there are convinced that if we don't reduce the population, we won't survive. And the we they're talking about is them. They don't care about we the people. We're wealthy because we believe in hard work, but, you know, that is changing. There's a lot of people just sitting on their ass at home drawing welfare and a free dole out of the government until there isn't any. And who are they being replaced by? Workers on visas, the HB1. Yeah. Yeah, they're those visas out there that they're giving to all those illegal immigrants that are going to come in and take the place of all those people that had to have or should have a job and don't. Yeah, you see, we have people that support us at the Power Mall, and they're called our partners. Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McKinney Water Filters, My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, you will see it. If you click those links on the Partners tab, when you buy any one of those products, you help to keep the Power Hour on the air. If you just go to these people directly, they don't know who you are from Adam, and you're going to pay retail anyway, and the Power Hour gets nothing. So if you're going to support us, go to the Partners tab on the website and do that. And if you have to call 877-817-9829 and talk to Jay or Linda, you got to talk to them. Then they can go to the Partners tab for you if you don't have internet, and they can buy it for you through the Partners tab. See how easy that works? And, you know, then the Power Hour gets a chop. If you have friends that don't have internet, they want to listen by phone, we have a number to call, 631-359-8232. And you can call that number to listen. You can sign up on our social media pages, Facebook and Twitter, of course, Power Hour Nation. We also are on Truth Social at The Power Hour or Power Hour Host. You can participate in our gardening forum simply by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking on menu, clicking on community, and clicking on forum, and it's there. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, you're not hearing it, reach out to them and let them know. And, of course, if you're a small business that wants to advertise on the Power Hour, you can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll hook you up, and you can become an affiliate. How about that? So now that we've gotten through all of that, and you can make donations directly, by the way, by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking the Support Us tab, and we appreciate Kevin Mills and everybody else out there that makes regular monthly donations, because you can become a residual donator, and we appreciate that. We have a matter of urgency that requires your attention, especially if you're living in Texas. My understanding after last night's Zoom call with certain members of the Texit movement is that Representative Brian Slayton, who is going to sponsor the legislation that would, and it's a bill that doesn't cost any money, doesn't have to go through Appropriation Committee because it's not requesting money. What it's requesting is that the matter of Texas independence be put on the ballot this November. That's it. Just put it on the ballot and let the people from Texas vote their conscience. Representative Brian Slayton agreed to sponsor that bill. His telephone number is area code 512-463-0880. I'm going to give it again. 512-463-0880. I need all of you Texans to call his office now and start blowing up his inbox, telling him to file that damn legislation. You know, here's the thing about people like Donna Campbell and Kerry Isaac and all the other elected officials in my district, that if you're in Texas, apparently they don't trust Texans, because if they did, Governor Abbott, Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, who's been paying out settlements for defaming people, firing them because they don't fit his scheme of things. You see, they're all D.C. politician wannabes. And they don't want to support something like this because they could be very well, if Texas actually seceded from the United States of America, they actually could be the president and all the elected officials. They could, all the people that are currently serving in Congress could be our elected officials, but that's not going to happen because they don't want it to happen. They're standing in the way of this becoming legal in the minds of Texas. Now, all we're asking for is to put it on the ballot so that people in Texas can vote for Texas independence. It doesn't do any more than that, other than make the voters' voices heard that they all support Texas seceding from the Union. That's what the vote is about. There is no money that has to be spent other than, you know, it needs to be put on the ballot as a question. Texas independence, yes or no? Vote it. Yes or no? That's it. That's all we want to know. They want to make this thing. They still haven't filed it, even though they promised they were going to do it. Representative Brian Slayton, don't be a fascist. If you trust the minds of Texans, you'll do the right thing and put it on the ballot and let them vote their conscience. If they all vote no, fine. They all want to be part of the new world order. I guess, Brian Slayton, if you don't file that, you want to be part of the new world order. You want, hey, trust me, sir, you and every other member of Congress in Texas are going to be eliminated when they come in and take over. They want to control all resources and all people. That's what we're talking about here, Brian Slayton. You are representing the people of Texas, and if you don't file this bill, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. In November, nobody gets to vote on it, and the World Economic Forum keeps it's one more inch closer to controlling all Texans. You don't trust Texans, and that's a great way to display your distrust for all of us voters out here, including the Texians who support Texas and Texit. You don't trust us. None of you do. And that's why you're not getting behind it, because, oh, we don't want to be labeled. 90% of the Republican Party voted on the platform to support Texit, and you're sitting there holding back on filing the bill. What are you doing? Wait until last minute, Slayton? What's your deal here? Wow. Can't believe it. They're sitting on this bill. What, are they going to wait till the 11th hour to file it? Is there some sort of a last minute push to put it on the tab? You better get it done, sir. You got until the 10th. The 11th is the magic day. If it's not filed by this week, today is the 6th. They got 5 days to file this. Friday the 10th is the last day to file it. If they don't get it filed, it's not happening. Not until 2025. So you either want to secede from the union or you don't. So people need to be calling Slayton's number at 512-463-0880, especially if you live in Texas, and blow up their phone asking to talk to the administrative assistant and asking why Representative Brian Slayton has not filed that bill yet for Texas. Make yourselves heard loud and clear, folks. And see, why is this all tied into the world? Because Texas is a country, is a state or a republic within the United States of America, which happens to occupy a space within North America, which happens to occupy a space in the world. And the World Health Organization, who is dominated by communist and socialist sympathizers, is studying how to manipulate people's behavior, according to anti-communist activist researcher and Epic TV host Trevor Loudon, who's been on our show. Everybody loves that guy. He called up and, man, did we have a conversation. In fact, Tedros, the director general, was a former leader of Ethiopia's pro-Chinese Communist Party who got involved with the Chinese through the Belt and Road initiatives in Ethiopia. And he wants to see the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization dictate what we're going to do and not going to do, who gets the jab and who doesn't. And the article that we have on our blast from technocracynews.com talks all about the WEF and how they seek to control all resources and all people. And of course, now that the cat's out of the bag on COVID, in another narrative shift on the origins, the WHO is asking governments with intelligence on the virus to come forward. Oh, like we're supposed to believe that bullpucky? Ha! Wow, growing number of officials, U.S. officials, signaled it may have resulted from a Chinese lab leak. Oh, well, I guess we have to pull our pants down and let everybody look at our wankers. Huh? Is that what we have to do here? Tell the truth now. Yes, I know, they're little stubs. No, they're suffering from a case of cryptorchidism, right? You know what that is? When you can't grow a pair, they all shrunk up. Huh? New medical term today, cryptorchidism. Look it up. I'm not making it up. I learned about it in med school. It is an actual condition where your gonads shrink up into their sockets. It's called cryptorchidism. And this is why apparently our leaders have it in Congress, because they don't want to do anything. Rhinos definitely have a case of cryptorchidism. They're all siding with Democrats, which is why it's very dangerous to even think about Article 5 with rhinos out there. And I'm talking about the Convention of States. Convention of States DV has a great article on newswithviews.com talking all about how dangerous it's going to be to let the rhinos play in that game, because they're going to try to alter our constitutions. That's why this convention of states can't go anywhere. I don't care how much support they have. They'd have a better idea if every state attempted using the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, tried to secede from Washington. They could spend the money that they raise and generate in their own state as they see fit without the help of the IRS. Public health officials, of course, the experts are weighing in on the WHO pandemic treaty and growing support for COVID lab leak theory, like we care. And the Chinese Lunar New Year, by the way, the travel during that time plunged by 924 million just this year. Because each year, Chinese people make billions of trips across the country to visit their families during the holiday period. But those days shrunk by 924 million visitors. There were no travel restrictions, and they couldn't do it because a lot of it had to do with the number of deaths and people lining up at the morgue. Which brings me to the next matter, of course. And for those of you that want to call in and chime in, 844-769-2944, we'll talk about that Norfolk Southern train, another one derailing outside of Dayton in Springfield, Ohio. The Ohio EPA is saying, oh, no, there weren't any hazardous materials spilled. Another Norfolk Southern train derailed? Wow. It took place at Ohio 41 near the Prime Ohio Business Park. 20 of the 212 cars derailed. Four tankers were identified to contain non-hazardous materials. Two had a small amount of diesel exhaust fluid, and the other two had small amounts of polyacrylamide water solution. Of course, the hazmat team showed up just to make sure. Yeah, no evidence of spillage, just to make sure. You believe them? You may want to believe this and go do some checking. For those of you that want to go have access, I'm posting two BitChute videos. The unvaccinated are not safe. This one BitChute video, the all-out hydrogel assault on humanity. It's in the air, the water, and the food. Stu Peters gets together with a doctor who's been researching this stuff, talking about treating the unvaccinated with EDTA, high doses of vitamin C, and sauna use to cure what they call stacking in the blood. Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, I've got a few minutes to explain it to you before the first break. Imagine looking under a microscope. Now, a lot of you already have microscopes at home. Some of you don't. Many of you don't. But what a lot of people are doing, because they don't trust modern medicine, and then the idea of going to your doctor and saying, look, could you take my blood? I noticed that when I pricked my finger to do a blood sugar, the blood is kind of difficult to get out. It seems like it's coagulating more. Why is that? Could you take a slide of my blood, Mr. Doctor, and put it under a microscope and look at it to see whether or not the platelets are all set together in the proper formation, or whether or not they're stacked? In other words, your blood platelets look like, and I'm holding my fingers up here so you can see, imagine a stack of poker chips, okay? Get that in your head right now. Cognitive dissonance, go away. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yar Yeshua, take the cognitive dissonance off if you're listening. And hear this term, stacking. Imagine a stack of poker chips. Each one of those poker chips is one of your blood platelets. And they're all coagulating on top of each other in a stack like poker chips. Now do you understand what stacking in the blood is? Think hard now. Stacking. That's the new term here. According to the video that Stu Peters just released with a doctor, they're showing pictures of this hydrogel, and it gets in your system through shedding. Shedding is when you're hanging out with people that have gotten the jab. And all of a sudden, you've got to take that D-dimer test, that's D-D-I-M-E-R, to see whether or not your blood is coagulating, and you need to look at the blood under a microscope to see if the platelets are stacking up. So you're going to need a fairly powerful microscope to look. Most doctors' offices have those. People who are in the process of taking blood samples, they're the ones who draw blood for a living. They're the ones who have very good microscopes and can look. The labs also do that, analyze blood. You probably, if you don't know what your rhesus type is, your Rh, what's your blood type? A positive, B negative, O negative? If you don't know the answer to that question, don't you think it might help if you found that out? Because if you want unvaccinated blood in a transfusion, don't you think you need to know what your blood type is? Hello? This video that's out there now is showing all about how they're putting hydrogel in all of the crap they're spraying in the air, contaminating your water supplies and your food with this garbage. Hydrogel that actually, when it comes in contact with EMF, as in what radiates out of 5 and 6G, out of this little device right here I'm holding up in my hand. What, you say? I can't see what it is. Yeah, no, it's not a sight gag, folks. It's my cell phone. This stuff literally could unleash the hydrogel in your system and cause it to start coagulating in your blood, causing that condition I just talked about, stacking. A Pfizer whistleblower, by the way, has come out with another video about luciferase. Have you heard me use that term before? Some of our guests may have used it, but this Pfizer whistleblower in the BitChute video that we have posted on the email blast, you need to watch this video. The COVID-19 vaccine glows, and it's being used to identify those who have been given the mRNA genetic therapy jab. Bizarre videos are now surfacing, and they actually have, and you will see, cameras in certain airports that can actually scan people as they walk through the terminal to determine which one of them are glowing because they have luciferase in their system by injection. This will tell you whether or not you have the jab or not. It tells airport workers and people who are trying to contact trace and surveil you in the government. Yeah, you think? Did you get the jab? Well, we can tell. Just walk in front of the scanner, and if you light up, if your head and your arms and your torso light up, then we know you complied. You capitulated. You're one of those woke people that believed everything the government told you and went out and got the jab. Wow. We'll get on with the U.S. news. You snooze. We'll get on with that after our bottom of the hour break here. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you at this ungodly hour of the morning. No, it's not, actually. Many of you are up listening, and you should be concerned. I'll be back after the break with more after this.
For the past 20 years, the Paramol has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back with our Monday edition continuing saga. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 6, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I remember a long time ago when my dad said, "You don't have an opinion." Because I would constantly attempt to voice my opinion. See, part of the problem is when you stifle free speech, what happens? Creates divisiveness in the family unit. Remember that old saying, children should be seen and not heard. And you expect them to take care of you when you get older? And you have to go into assisted living after you treated them like that? And you sit there and give them all this conservative crap that you laid on them and put them on a guilt trip? Wash their mouth out with soap? Spanked them with a wooden spoon? Threw hot coffee in their face? Wow. Welcome to my childhood. So you understand that when you grow up with strict German parents who were Lutherans, this is what you get. I mean, back then, they were so brainwashed. You'll get gonorrhea and you'll die. Don't have sex. Wow. Talk about a guilt trip. And you see, we got locked down for 2 years and the guilt trip continues. Can't go out. Oh my God, if you do, you'll kill grandma. You see the crap they put in our heads? And it's got everybody, nobody wants to go out. Nobody wants to socialize. The restaurants, if they're filling up, it's with people who are woke and vaccinated. Huh? And in some places, you actually got to show proof of vaccination before you can even get in the door, which to me is discriminatory. But whatever, this is how the game is played these days. And see, as long as the Democrats are in charge in the administration, that's a problem. However, It could change if people really wanted it to. Here's a novel idea, a thought. Feinstein's in the hospital with shingles. Fetterman's in the hospital with, what, depression? Two other senators this week, Jeff Merkley of Oregon and Mike Crapo of Idaho. Crapo is sick, and Merkley is in Oregon to deal with a, quote, family matter. And because of all the absences, the Senate is deadlocked at 48-48, forcing Kamala Harris to cast tie-breaking votes for Democrats. When Crapo and Merkley return, the Senate will be tied at 49-49. The Senate will not have a majority. And what happens if people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are still in Congress, decide to get rid of Biden? Because he's being, has a mental acuity of office furniture. And they decide, you know what? Feinstein and Fetterman are gone. Yeah, Fine Tush and Fetterslot, they're gone. And so, hey, Kevin McCarthy, how about we have a quick house vote on invoking the 25th Amendment? And while we're at it, just clean house and get rid of the entire cabinet of misfits and malcreants. Let's just get rid of them all because, you know, we can go to the Senate and probably get a few people that want to get rid of the cabinet as well. But then again, you got to deal with all the rhinos that are going to vote Democrat. They love Biden in office because they're getting their little keisters greased. It makes you wonder if half of them aren't pedophiles, huh? See, we keep electing them. They keep making promises they can't keep, and we keep putting them into office. Either that or the elections are rigged, and they have been ad infinitum, ad nauseum. And every time we open our mouth and even make a statement about the elections being rigged, we're called commie pigs and we're called unpatriotic and un-American and every other name they can call us and whatever. You know, if they're stuffing ballot boxes, you know how to stop that, right? Yeah. You sit out there in your parked car. Well, I don't want to carry a gun. Well, ball battle work. Rearrange some skulls. If you see them stuffing ballots in the ballot box, go after them and chase them off with a ball bat. They can't stuff ballot boxes. That's illegal. I'm sorry. It means they're ballot harvesting and can't do that. You can't allow people to walk in there with big baskets of ballots and stuff ballot boxes in the middle of the night. I mean, we got to stop being nicey-nice because we knew that's what they were doing. And if you all have to sit out there and guard the ballot boxes to make sure that it's one person putting one vote in the ballot box, so be it. Obviously, they don't want paper ballots for a reason, because they can rig the elections that way. And anybody that votes to the contrary of having a paper ballot and one person, one vote, and they got to be actual registered voters, because dead people vote in Illinois, in Chicago, at least they did during, Yeah. Remember that? Mayor Daley, Mayor Richard Daley, dead people vote in Chicago, right? Man, oh man, oh man. It just gets more corrupt as time goes on. For those of you who want to identify, because I've actually walked up to black people and told them I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body. Oh, excuse me, the other way around. I'm a black man trapped in a white man. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, trapped in a white man's body. And they all start laughing. Go, look at this honky. This cracker. He's sitting there telling us that. Look at that. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah. You know, why? I mean, hey, let's all go and identify. It's all what you identify as, right? California is now having, they're talking about reparations up to 360,000 people, even though the state never allowed slavery. They entered the Union in 1850 as a free state, but they want to consider reparations, their legislature is, of up to 360,000 per eligible recipient, more than 50% more than the amount floated as the highest possibility last year, which was 233,000. Yeah, you have to be able to, reparations hearing recommendations for eligible recipients, those descending from former black slaves. I mean, how are they going to prove that? How are they going to prove that? You could qualify for up to $360,000. Just walk in. Well, who was your black slave descendant? Well, I don't know. Lord God, King Booga Booga. You know, I mean, come on, really? I'm identifying as a recipient who descended from former black slaves. I'm in bondage right now, pal. We're all slaves to the rhythm here. We're all being taxed to death. They're forcing us to take jabs. We're slaves to this. We're slaves to the D.C. government. We should be eligible. Everybody should be eligible to be a recipient for $360,000. You see the stupidity of this bill? This is California for you. This is where woke gets you. This is why we put the Dietrich Bonhoeffer article in there about stupidity. Oh, my God. This is just half of America. Wow. Those 220 million people that got fooled. And the ones I'm talking about are the ones that took the jab. Sorry, I'm not going to shame here. I'm saying I'm sorry you took the jab. I'm sorry you didn't put your God, the Almighty Yahweh, number one in your life. Because had you been walking with the Father in spirit, as some of us are, and I'm not patting myself on the back here, I'm praying to God for your deliverance. I am. I'm seriously praying to God right now as I sit here speaking in tongues to myself. As I'm talking to you, the words coming out of my mouth are that from the Holy Spirit. Because if he didn't want me to talk, I wouldn't be here right now. See, that's why now I have an opinion, because I've had a chance to study all this. Look at the way my parents were. Look at the way your parents were. Look at the way our kids are, how they think. If you don't get into their heads and find out how they're thinking by encouraging communication, you will never know what your kids are thinking. This is wrong, this idea about kids should be seen and not heard. Oh, they're making themselves heard, all right, but for are all the right reasons or no? All the wrong reasons. Am I making sense here? And if you tell them, shut up, you don't have an opinion, like I was told when I was growing up, how do you think they're going to react? The very first chance they have to cut ties and cut those different strings and run and do just the opposite, because what's the first thing a child learns when growing up? No. First word they learn, no. And they go around, no. And they teach their kids that, you know, hey, it rolls downhill. This is a sad thing about life. It happens. It happens. And when it hits the fan, wouldn't you want your kids to be there for you? Now, if you alienate your children and they run away and become victims of pedophilia, you don't know. Their life gets distorted. They see all the riches that you spent, all your time accumulating, and they want it now. They don't want to work for it. And here's the government sitting there going, hey, I got a stack of cash for you every month if you just sit on your ass. You don't have to work for it. But see, after a while, you know, you start making the government your God. And the Almighty doesn't matter anymore, right? This is where America has fallen short. Because many of you out there went out and believed everything the government told you. We have a shot that will save your life, because COVID will kill you if you don't take the jab and take the second jab and take booster after booster after booster. And you should give it to your kids too. Luciferase. Yeah, give them some of that. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Let's make a deal with the devil. It's all about vanity. Hey, I got to do my, you know, Al Pacino again. Remember from Devil's Advocate, Keanu Reeves, you know, when he, at the very end of the, you got to watch the end of the movie. That'll freak you out. It's not as good as The Exorcist, trust me.
Reagan. Yeah, your mother washes socks in the well.
Do it again.
In time.
Yeah. Yep. Remember when she threw up that pea green soup in the priest's face and I yelled out in the movie theater, is it soup yet? And of course, that changed the whole narrative for the entire movie. Everybody thought it was funny after that. They were all freaking out beforehand. Let me tell you something. You know, there are certain religions that actually show that movie as part of their advanced class in teaching people about how Satan really works. And they show you The Exorcist as part of that video. Believe it or not, personal knowledge. And, you know, you don't think that the devil is capable of rearing his ugly head and showing you things? Just look at what the World Economic Forum is doing and the World Health Organization, all these other world organizations that want to dominate your life. Look at what they're doing. Satan's just out of the box. Man, he's right in your face. All you have to do is very simply say, get behind thee, Satan. You just don't have to subscribe to it. Like Darlene from Indiana said. Just learn how to say no. You don't have to get the swab. You don't have to get the jab. Oh, wait a minute. I know some of you said, oh, I have to get tested to see if I have COVID, then I don't want to take the shot. Sticking that swab up your nose and bashing through your cribriform plate. And it's another anatomical term there, cribriform plate. That's in the back of your nasal pharynx, folks. And you don't know what is on the tip of that swab, do you? They've showed you. They got that mRNA on that swab, and you shove it up there, and guess what you've done? I'm sorry. You know, and then come to find out the tests were 92% ineffective. Fraudulent results, 92% of the time. Wow. Oh, yeah, believe everything your government tells you. Yeah, the media said so. Must be true. Are we all goofy? Yeah. Well, 220 million people bought into this lie. And now the mainstream media has come out and said, well, I guess we all have to chime to a different narrative. Isn't that wonderful? Follow the Olympic road. Oh, follow the Olympic road. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. You remember him. I met him. Great guy. Former National Security Advisor to President Trump. He has filed a lawsuit against the DOJ, FBI, and others, alleging malicious prosecution, demanding $50 million in compensation. Wow. We have included the lawsuit in the PDF. In PDF form, but only if you get the email blast. Sorry, got to sign up. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene back in the news again. She's introduced a bill calling the Protecting Children's Innocent Act. This will be coming forward. And it basically would bar sex transitions or other medical interventions on minors who have gender dysphoria. And, of course, Katie Hobbs, in one of her first things she's doing as governor of Arizona, she won't proceed with an execution of a convicted murderer who was sentenced to death. Yep. Yeah, there's a guy out there, a murderer, named Aaron Gunches, convicted of murdering Ted Price, his girlfriend's former husband, in 2002. He asked the court to issue a warrant so a sentence of death can be carried out immediately. And, of course, the governor said, no, we're not going to do that. She pulled the plug on the execution. That's one of her first things she's done. Can't send a message to those who think that thou shalt not kill doesn't mean a damn thing, right? Of course, now we all know, if you were watching CPAC, who won the straw poll between Trump and DeSantis, right? Yep. Trump received 59% of the votes. DeSantis came in a distant second with 28%. And Mike Pence and Tim Scott, of course, skipped the event. Ha. Neither one of them should run, including you, Mike. No. And not what happened after J6. You had the power to stop this, and you didn't. You had the power, and you didn't. If you had a feeling, if God was working through you, Mike Pence, you would have done the right thing. Instead of getting up there acting all hoity-toity and then run for cover when they crashed the Capitol by design. And, of course, Trump pledges if he is elected or he's going to stay in the 2024 White House race, even if he's criminally charged. Because he really doesn't think that it's going to amount to anything. They are all trying to find a way to keep him from being elected again. They don't want him in office. You? Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Hey,
wow, you were laughing when you came on. I'm just like, wow, there goes your train just derailed, right?
Hey, did you ever have the opportunity to use a dark field microscope?
I look at have not.
A live sample of blood under a dark field microscope.
Now, when I was taking biology in college, we didn't have those kinds of things.
Yeah, see, they're something that, now I never had my blood looked at, but I remember hearing that at these health fairs that they used to have in the 90s, you know, they were more of a prep thing and an alternative medicine thing. For $25, you could get your blood looked at under a dark field microscope. And if you haven't read it, a very interesting book is about Gaston Nessens, a guy that was, he's originally from France, but he was moved to Canada. And he developed a dark field microscope where he could actually look at blood and take pictures of it and, you know, see the blood change. And it's what they call pleomorphism.
Ah!
Yeah, it's the name of the book, and it was by Christopher Bird. And it was the Galileo of the microscope, the life and trials of Gaston Nessens. But it's a very interesting book, and it explains why the Canadian government took him to court, even though none of the people he was trying to help complained. But anyway, the other thing is, did you ever have a business that you had to keep a material safety data sheet on file because you had a hazardous chemical stored on the property?
No. No, okay. I managed to avoid all that. I have a consulting firm. That's what I do, and I'm not required to keep any of that stuff. I was just, by the way, when you said dark field microscope, I decided to jump online and look at the prices of these things. My goodness, the people on eBay must think they've got something bigger and better than anybody here. Nikon has one for $8,249.99. And Olympus has one for $3,899. And Amazon, though, has the Omax for $805.99. So those of you who want to blow the big wad can go on these places and get yourself a dark field microscope. Sorry, I'm going to pass on that one. And just go in and demand my family doctor take a look at it for me, because usually they have labs that they can send it to find out whether or not it was stacked. That's what I wanted. I'd want to know whether or not I had that. But you really need to know what your rhesus, what your RH factor is for the purposes of self-preservation in the future.
If you look at it with a dark field, and I remember hearing in the 80s for about $3,000 you could I don't know if that was the cost of the whole microscope, or you could, or in the 90s, I mean in the 90s, that was something you could add to it. I think it was, you could see live samples as opposed to when you look at it on an electron microscope at that time.
Right.
It wasn't a live sample. You know, but you can actually see the blood change, and that's a very interesting book. But an MSDS, a material safety data sheet, the conductor has to have that information on if he has any hazardous cards on the train, and the people that clean up the spill have to have that information, and it comes from the government. It's really to hold you responsible if you handle a material not safely. So if the EPA's in there, you know, they have to be supervising, I would think, or could hold those companies cleaning it up, which is probably, you know, a contractor for the railroad or something. The other thing is this crap about EPA saying they're not going to test for dioxin because it's like they said, it's ubiquitous. Wouldn't you think, you know, farmers and ranchers take soil samples to see if they need to fertilize for productivity. You know, so
where do they get those tested? By the way, do you know where they get them tested?
I don't know.
They go to you go to the Agricultural Extension Service and have them tested.
Right. Or they'll give you someone, and same thing with your well water. Well, you know, wouldn't they tell you if you had dioxin on your land in the past?
You would think, but we're at the break right now. I appreciate your call, Sherry. Thanks. Thanks for chiming in, Bill in Illinois. If you can hang on till after the break, I will take the call as soon as we come back here on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard, and we'll be back. And Brady in Vegas, you're on hold, too. Stay with us. We'll get to your phone calls right after the break.
This is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.